Welcome to this exercise on maintaining proper perspective. I'm Chris Axelrod, and I'll be guiding you through this very powerful and profound meditation that helps you to manage and reduce your stress levels throughout your day. This exercise is best performed sitting up in a chair. Don't sit with your back against the chair, but sit a little bit up towards the front. Place your hands gently on your knees, palms down, and keep your spine relatively straight, but don't strain to keep your spine perfectly straight. Just sit in a comfortable position. Tuck your chin in just slightly to straighten your neck a little bit. And now we're going to take three deep belly breaths, very gentle but deep. And you're going to inhale. Feel your belly expanding. And then just exhale and let go of your belly and let your belly naturally sink back. Don't push. Just let your breath out very gently. And again, inhale. Feel your belly rising very gently, effortlessly. And as you exhale, feel your belly sinking back in effortlessly and gently. One more time, inhale, a nice gentle breath as your belly expands and rises, and exhale and let your belly fall and sink back in. Now imagine yourself right now sitting there, and you can see yourself sitting in that chair doing this exercise. And imagine that your perspective begins to rise up out of your body into the air above you, up to the ceiling, and you're looking down at yourself. You can see yourself breathing, you can see yourself sitting quietly and still. And now take a few breaths. And as you take those few breaths, I want you to imagine that you're rising up high into the air until you're about 1,000 feet, maybe 10 stories, above where you are. And as you're looking down and you can see the buildings around you, you can see the neighborhood, the streets, whatever it is that's surrounding you where you are, you can see it as if from 10 stories up in the air. Everything looks relatively small, including you. And now what I want you to do is, as you take a few more deep, very relaxed breaths, feel yourself rising even higher. This time maybe up to 100 stories. So now you're 100 stories up in the air. And you look down and everything looks even smaller, including yourself. You can see more of the buildings, more of the space, more of the things going on. Imagine if you're sitting in a neighborhood or a city area that you can see the tiny cars driving around. You might be able to see people walking and they're just tiny, tiny, tiny little dots. Imagine that the place where you're sitting, the building where you're sitting, is ever so small in your vision, in your field of vision. And now we're going to rise up again, this time to about 30,000 feet, or as if you're looking out the window of an airplane. And if you've never been in an airplane, just imagine what it's like to see everything in your entire city all at once from up in the air, and how tiny everything looks. The building that you're in now is just a tiny little dot on the landscape. The streets and the other buildings around you are just little lines and little dots. You can't even make out the cars. You can't even make out what each building really looks like. And remember to look in and see where you're sitting from that distance. Try to see yourself. How big are you? Not very big at this point. Everything from this angle looks extremely small and extremely insignificant. And I want you to now, from this perspective, looking down, calm and relaxed, breathing ever so gently and deeply, recall whatever problem it is that seems so big and seems so important. And from this perspective, 30,000 feet, I want you to see that same problem in the context of this massive area that surrounds you with all of these other people and all of these other things going on. And you, the tiniest little speck on this map, in this grand, massive area, the tiny little speck that is you and the problem that you have, put it into perspective as to how big it really is. And feel and really understand how, in the grand scheme of things, this problem, no matter what it is infinitesimally small. It's not something you can't handle. The world is not stopping. The world is not ending. Everything is going on as usual, and you are not stopping and you are not ending. This problem cannot overtake you. No matter how big it seems from the ground, from up here, you realize and fully understand how tiny and insignificant it truly is. From this perspective, you're able to get a handle on what it is that you need to do. And the first thing that you always need to do in these situations is get the proper perspective. To bring yourself to this place, to bring yourself to a place of larger perspective, to bring yourself to a place where you have some distance and you're able to see the problem for what it really is, a tiny, insignificant blip in a massive, infinite universe. You can handle it. You can overcome it. You can carry on without letting this problem become bigger, without letting this problem take over your life, without letting this problem become something that makes you depressed or anxious or overly sad or overly worried. Trust this and know this in your heart, that this is possible, because it truly is. And now, as you take a few more deep breaths, I want you to imagine you're slowly sinking back down towards Earth, gently and safely, until you finally re-enter the room completely and re-enter your body completely. And I want you to feel the difference and note the difference between how you felt when you started this exercise and how you feel now. The goal of this exercise is for you to feel a sense of freedom, a sense of relief, a sense of not being dominated by the circumstances. Sink into that feeling. Allow it to permeate you, that feeling of peacefulness, knowing that your problem is nowhere near as big as it seems. Keep breathing nice and slow and deep for the next few minutes. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and continue on with your day.